Good morning. Last week we began discussing the sugya of Schoyer b'machalos asuros, doing business with food that is not kosher. As we pointed out, there are certain foods that are asur b'hana. Basar b'chalav, you cannot have any benefit whatsoever. Other foods are simply not kosher. If you have a behemoth, you have an animal that does not have the simone kashrus, it is not kosher, you cannot eat it. However, you are allowed to have hanah, you're allowed to have other forms of benefit from it. The exception is doing business. Schoira is asur with any machalos asuris, anything which you cannot eat, or almost everything that you cannot eat. There is a special isur of doing business with. Now, according to most poskim, this is an isur d'oraisa. It is asur d'oraisa to do schoira with machalos asuris. There are some notable exceptions in Rav Yehuda and Rav Eger's Mitzvah, that's the Rabbanon, and therefore in certain cases that it will be a tziruf to Mitzvah these shitas lahakal. However, the consensus of Rav of the Rishayim and Gedolei Achrayim is that we're dealing with an Isur D'oraisa. Now, perhaps because it's an Isur D'oraisa, the Rambam and the Torah both write that what happens if you have food which there's a suffix whether it's asur or not? Are you allowed to sell it to a guy? So, if we're dealing with Isur D'oraisa, the general rule is Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. Now, a guy is allowed to eat tarfus, and there's no a guy may not have a din of Safek D'oraisa. But since over here you have an Isur of doing schayer, doing business with machalos asuris, even if it is a Safek Isur, you cannot do business with it because the Isur of schayer will apply. Now, that being said, the Knesset Gedolah brings down for Pnei Moshe that if it's something which the Iker Halacha is that it's mutter, it's a machlokes apayiskim, and we really, a Iker HaDin would hold that it's mutter, just nevertheless, we are machmer not to eat it. These chumras or hanhagos that Klal Yisrael has are can only apply to achila. However, it's when it comes to schayra, there we don't necessarily extrapolate and say if we're machmer by achila, we're machmer by schayra, and therefore if Iker HaDin it's mutter, to eat it, and it's just a chumrah, there's nothing wrong with buying and selling to a guy. And this halacha goes so far that there was a discussion, apparently it was fairly common to have a kosher butcher that supplied meat to the entire city. You had to, the right to sell meat was something which you rented or bought from the government, and very often there were Jewish suppliers. Now, although their client base may have been primarily goyim, they could not go ahead and sell treif of meat to them because that's clearly schoyer b'machalos asuros. So what they had to do is they had to have a sheichet that was busy shechting all of the meat, all the animals, whether it was for the Jewish customers or for the non-Jewish customers. Pesachei Tshuva deals with a case where the sheichet called in sick one day, so Jewish customers understood there's no sheichet, no kosher meat. They'll have to eat milchiks for a day. The goyim were a bit less understanding, and they wanted their meat. Now, the government, the tsar who made a commission off of everything that was sold, got very upset. What is it you're not selling the meat? So he basically warned him that if he doesn't start selling the meat, that he's going to start hitting him with penalties. So the shaila was, the person who owned the butcher, the person who owned the shlachtas, he was not a professional shaykhid. But he had been hanging around, he saw a lot of shkitas going on every day, and so he figured, listen, I know how to do it also. Yeah, so the question was, can he shecht animals for his goyish clients? So the Pesachei Tshuva has an arichus about it, and he said the case was the person knew the halachos, but he did not yet have a ksav kabbalah. He wasn't tested yet. So he goes back and forth. Well, Maisa, he says that if someone doesn't know the halachos and he wants to just take a knife and start shechting, it's certainly going to be aser. There's a cheskas, he's not going to get it right. However, if Itaka knows the halachas, he just didn't get his fahar yet, then he's mitzaded for a goy that's good enough. There's no din of a kabbalah and a mesoyer and you don't need smicha to shecht for a goy. He already is mitzaded the hakel, but very reluctantly. So again, if it's a question, if it's just a chumrah, then for a goy you don't have to be machmir and you're allowed to sell it to a goy. However, if it's a real suffix, there we're dealing with the d'oraisa, and therefore it is going to be asur.
Which
is
the
d'oraisa?
What's the
d'oraisa? Now another interesting shaila that comes up is the Beis Hillel actually spoke about. You had people who were selling food or importers, so they knew they couldn't sell meat that isn't kosher because we have this iser. What about selling dried fruit? Now, dried fruit is obviously kosher. However, there's a tendency if you take dried fruit and you don't store it carefully, what happens? It's full of bugs. And therefore, the question is, can you sell fruit that has bugs to goyim? Is that the Beis Hillel? No. Because you're dealing, it's becheskas, it's that it's infested. There's an iser deraisa to eat it. And therefore, you cannot do sfeira with it. Even if you're selling it to goyim, still, it's going to be usur. On top of that, we pointed out that part of the iser is a chashash of takala, that when you're buying and selling food, there's an assumption you're going to come to eat it. So the same thing applies over here. You're selling the fruit. It's infested with bugs that are usur to eat, iser deraisa, and therefore you cannot sell them to goyim either. No, this is without hana. We're dealing with foods that there is no iser hana on. We're dealing with stam and iser achila. But even foods that are mutter b'hana, doing business is worse. And there's a special iser of schoira doing business with machalos asuras. What? Oh, excellent. Beautiful. So you have two arguments. Both of them are brought down in the Achronim. Chadash says, wait a second. When you go ahead and you buy dried fruits, so unfortunately the fruits are always infested. But when they're charging you $6 a pound, how much are you paying for the bugs? No one pays for bugs. They're paying for fruit. So it could be, whether they know it or not, that along with the fruit, there are a couple of bugs could come along for the ride. But no one's paying any extra for it. And if no one's paying for it, nobody wants it. So perhaps that's not called schoir b'macholos asuras. On top of that, we have another issue, and that is the bugs can be checked, can be cleaned. It's one thing if you sell someone a nevela. A nevela is a nevela. It's nothing you can do to kasher a nevela. You can't eat it. It's macholos asuras. When you're buying a fruit, so it's true that it's infested, and it's true before you eat it, you'll have to check it, and it might be difficult to check it, and it's very likely a goy is not going to go ahead and check it. Okay, live animal is different because it's not oymin la'achila. Yerushalmi asks how you're allowed to sell horses, how you're allowed to sell animals, and it says it's not, live animals are not oymin la'achila. Aver Menachai also, the Chavis Yor says the Issus Schoir doesn't apply for whatever reason it is, he says that's an exception. But the Achroinim say that over here, since it's not an inherent macholos asuras, you're certainly not selling the bugs, you're selling the fruit. Elamai, the bugs come along with it, but since it could be cleaned out, since there is an Eitzah, therefore, many say that this Isser does not apply. Now, it does seem from the Achroinim, it is a macholikis, there doesn't seem to be a clear Achra. However, it does seem from the Tshuvos that this was the minhag, this was the practice to do it, and therefore the practice certainly has basis, has what to be soimach on. Now, this is very good news for anyone here who has a grocery and sells orange juice. So, regardless of what you hold, but if there are bugs in the orange juice, if you want to be machmir for yourself, it would come out you can't even sell it to goyim because there are bugs in there. But according to these shitas, where the people who are buying it are certainly not paying for the bugs, and it's something which in theory could be straightened out. Therefore, l'kuliyama, even if they're there or not, I don't know, but even if they are, you don't have this problem of schoyer b'macholos asuras. This is, to recap briefly, if there's an issur d'rabbanon, if the food is asur d'rabbanon, you're allowed to do business, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. If it's asur d'oraisa, then if the food is asur d'oraisa, then you cannot. Even if it is a suffix, there, it's still the issur schoyer will apply. However, where it's mutter, just people have a chumrah, they're machbid, they are the chumrah, we don't extend the chumrah, and therefore that would be mutter. Now, as you mentioned last week also, the issur of schoir is only on food items that are meant for consumption, they're meant to be eaten. On the other hand, if it's not oymid l'achila, then the issur does not apply. If you'd like to have a pet store and sell people all sorts of animals that are not kosher, that is perfectly fine because people do not generally eat their pet hamsters. Now, not oymid l'achila. Exactly. Now, what about selling them pet food? What about selling them the pet food along with the pet? The pets are okay because they will not be eating their pets. But what about the food? So there, assuming there's no iser hana, but assuming you're just dealing with food that is not kosher, there, Baruch Hashem, most people do not eat pet food. And once it's packaged and made in a way for dogs or animals, people will, it no longer even la'achila for people, and therefore there's no issur sfeira. Now, you do not have to establish that it's not edible to the extent it's in a royal la'achilas adam, that it's no longer chametz bepesach or anything like that. Because we don't need to make it that people can't eat it. We just need to make it that in this state, the way it is now, it's not oymed la'achila. And since pet food is certainly not oymed la'achilas adam, therefore the isser schayer will not apply. Again, you have to make sure that you have to be careful. There's no isser hana. And, correct. That's why this is not. If there's an isser hana, this discussion is not relevant. It's asur b'hana. However. It's also to do business. Let's leave it like that. We'll qualify a little bit later. What happens if you're buying to feed it to your pet? That might be different. The case that I was giving, what I was talking about, was the fellow who owns the pet store. So he is buying it from his supplier cheaply in order to sell it to the customers at a higher price. That's certainly doing slayer. If you have a pet animal and you want to buy it to feed it to them, that'll be different. That we'll get to in a few minutes. Well, it depends. It depends. If you understand the reason for the isser is because of a chashash that you'll come to eat it, then it's very understandable. The whole issue is that you'll come to eat it. We're not really concerned you're going to raid your dog's plate and eat it. On the other hand, if you hold that's only time of dekra and we can't go ahead and be meko with that, then it's a gzeiras hakasev. But because it's the iser is learnt out from the pasuk or the parasha that discusses machalos asuros, Chazal darshan, the Chazal understood the iser applied only to machalim, things that are oimid la'achila. Now there is a machlokes rishonim how to define oimid la'achila. In other words, what would be if you buy some sort of oil which is perfectly edible? Perhaps most people, most goyim, would eat this treif oil. On the other hand, you run a body shop and you use it for grease. So you're buying something which most people would eat, but you're not buying it la'achila. You're buying it, or you're a supplier that supplies other body shops. Your clientele is not using it as a meichel. So this is a machlokes rishonim. The Rajba learns you go basar roiv. We look at the item. Is this something that most people in the world, most people would eat it? It's Reuben la'achila or not? Taisus, on the other hand, argues. Taisus learns the Isser Schoira is when you're buying and selling it as food, or you're buying and selling it for consumption, for use as a Michael. On the other hand, if you have an item, even though Roiv people will take this and will eat it, will use it as food, if you're in the car business and your clients, the people who you're selling it for, you're not selling it as a food, you're selling it as engine oil or something like that. So there, according to Taisus, the Isser does not apply. Now, to explain it, again, it's Mustama time of the Krah, but to explain it, the Shach understood the reason why we're worried that you're going to eat or you're going to taste something that you're doing business with is that it's very normal. You're selling food. You have a bakery. You're selling food. So you taste it to see to see what you're selling to your customers, to see what it tastes like. So if you're selling it to people who are eating it, we have this chashash. You'll go ahead. You'll slip. You'll come and you'll eat it. On the other hand, if you're selling it to people to use to put in their cars, there's no incentive, no reason for you to go ahead and taste it beforehand, and there we do not have this chashash. Again, that's Mustama time of the Krah, but that's at least the way the Shach explains the difference between these cases. The next halacha, which I think we touched upon also last week, is what is the definition of doing business? So certainly if you're buying cheap, selling high, that is classic schayra. What happens if you have a guy you do a lot of business with, we're coming to the holiday season, so you need to buy him a gift. So you want to buy him a nice box of chocolates or whatever it is, schnapps, whatever it is, and you want to save a few dollars. So instead of buying something kosher, you want to buy something treif. Can you buy treif of food? Again, not in Isser Hanah. Can you buy food? What?
It was extra
ham. Oh yeah, that's okay. So are you allowed? Can you give treif of food as a gift? So here the Mordechai Paskins know. And the reason for that is that although giving a gift, holiday season, good friends, it sounds like a very altruistic thing to do. However, the Gemara assumes that when you're giving a gift, especially if it's not to a relative, especially to a guy, you're giving a gift for a reason. You owe him one. Or he did something for you, so the way to pay him back is to give him the gift. Or for that matter, you want him to owe you one, or you want something from him. So the way to get it from him is you're going to give him the gift, and that way he'll have hopefully have a little hakaras hatayv to you, and he'll throw some business your way. But either way, we're looking at a gift as a very much a business transaction. And therefore, giving a gift, buying something treif, to give it as a gift, that is included in the Isser of Schayra, and that would be awesome.
He goes out and uses a company credit card to buy.
Okay, we'll get to that soon. We'll get to that soon. So that's a case where you're giving a gift. A gift is essentially considered a business transaction, and therefore will be usher. If you're the recipient of any holiday gifts, you know, keep this in mind. It's, don't be too impressed with the friendship. Oh, so that's actually a machlokes. Whether if you're given a gift, if you receive a gift, some are mako because of your reason. It's mizdamen. It's just like if you chef an animal and it becomes an avela. Certainly you can sell it. That's not called doing business. It just fell into your lap. You're allowed to get rid of it. You can sell it. And you can even sell it as a profit. So if he gives you a gift, what are you supposed to do? There are machmirim that say that no. Who said you should accept it? Tell the guy, thank you very much, but I don't eat pork. If you want to give me a gift, there's a kosher pastrami shop down the block. And therefore, some say that's not called nizdamen because you accepted it. When you shecht an animal, you make a mistake. You weren't in control. It's just treif. There's nothing you can do about it. Over here, you could refuse it and tell them you want a different gift. Most places seem to be mekel. But it is a discussion. The Shaila Meira says, Shemer Nafshay should stay away from it. I'm not sure what you're going to do with the gift anyway, unless you're going to pass it along to another guy. But it is... Okay, enchanami. In Eitz would just be not to be zoich in it. Just say thank you very much. Have in mind you're not being zoich in it. Just just put it down, and as soon as he leaves, you can dump it out, or perhaps you can tell a coworker that listen, someone gave it to me, I didn't accept it, and let him take it. The Indian's usually the other way, that if you can't give a gift near a Goyish holiday, that's a problem that he'll go ahead and he'll thank his Geshka for it, accepting, not that I know of. So giving a gift is considered a business transaction, that is going to be awesome. What about feeding your workers? You have workers, they're working very hard, late one night, you want to bring them supper. So it's a lot cheaper to go to a McDonald's and pick up supper for them than it is to go buy them kosher food. They might be in a place where there is no kosher food available. And for that matter, they may not have much of an interest in eating your kosher food. So can you feed your workers treifa food? This comes up also, we're dealing with holiday season, many businesses will have an office party. Now the office party also, do you have to have a kosher caterer? Or can you serve, assume it's not Easter right now, can you serve whatever you want in these parties? So here the question is feeding workers considered schayra? So the Ramah in Siman Kuf Yedayin says very simply, without much of a discussion, that yes, this is considered doing business, and therefore buying treif of food in order to give your workers would be usur. You have an office party, make sure it's glatt kosher. Now, although the Ramah says this, however, the Shach, the Taz, and later Achroinim say, all argue, and they say that it's mutter. And, okay, let me just take a step back. What's the Pshah in the Ramah? Is it called doing business when you're buying food and serving it to the workers? So the Taz explains the Yisr, is that just like if you owe someone money, you owe someone money, and pay them back. Instead of paying back in cash, you buy some ham and you give it to them. So that's called doing schayra, because you're satisfying your obligation with treifa food. It's very likely the reason why you bought paying it back with the ham is because you got a good deal on it. That's what the Taz points out. And therefore, paying up your obligation, for satisfying your obligation with something which is treifa food, that is called doing schayra, and that's why the Ramah says that it's asr. What's shad in the Mekila? So the Machan Ephraim and others explain like this. What happens if you have a pet and you want to buy treifa food and feed it to your pet? Are you doing business with your pet? Are you doing business with the food? No. You have to feed them. You're using the macholis asuris. You're using it by letting your animal eat it. So zuk the taz and zuk the shach. If you have an employee that's working in your house who you have to feed, the case was they worked in your house, you have a cleaning lady. She's there the whole day. You have to give her lunch. So we don't look at it as if you're paying her, paying a debt that you have by giving her this food. What you're doing is you're feeding your pet. You're feeding your dog. Again, no comparison. The point is it's a use. You're not selling it. You're not giving a present to someone. You have to feed your pile. It's mizaynos of alecha. Just you have an eved, you have a shifcha. You have to provide them with food. So this is how you are providing them with food. You're not doing business. It's pashut hishtamshus. This is how you are using the food. And therefore, based on the svara, the shach, the taz, and it's pretty clear in the shuvas that the minhug was to be mekel. People used to go when they were buying things for their poyalim, they were not makbe that it would be kosher, and they would buy a tray for food in order to feed it to their workers. Well, I don't know how loyal your dog will be if you don't feed them. I can't really talk from experience. But the point is not loyalty. The point is when you're going ahead and selling it to someone, that's a business transaction. When you have a responsibility to provide them with food and you're feeding them, that's mizanois of alaga. They're like members of your household or like your pets that you have to feed. So you're feeding them. You're just using it. There's no isr hana, and that's why it is okay to do so. Correct. 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 That's a very good. That's actually an excellent point. We're going to stay away from that. But it's another. It's actually a very nice. And perhaps I think in a future series, I think Mifnei Iver deserves its own topic because it's a very big problem. It comes up, and you're very very right for bringing it up. Okay, good. We'll get to it in a minute. Let's deal with the Isser, then we'll get to Eitzes in a moment. We have a Ramah saying feeding your workers is also, that's called Tzvayra. We have Roiv Achroinim afterwards, Armekel, they say if it's Mezoinos of Allah, that's not called business, that's called just, again, similar to feeding your dog. Now, that being said, I think depending on the context, today it's much more difficult to use this kula. Because that case was, you had an Eved. You had someone who, you have a clean ladies in your house the whole day, you have to provide them with food. So if you hire a worker, they're on your work on your site. You have an oil rig somewhere. They're starting the oil rig. You have to provide them with food. The minhag was to be samech on these achrayim. You can feed them food that isn't kosher as long as it's not asur b'hana. That being said, if you have a regular worker who every day he comes to work, he brings his own lunch. He takes his lunch break and either he brown bags it or he goes out and buys himself some lunch. One day they're working especially hard. There's a lot of pressure. So you want to go ahead to keep them motivated. You want to go pick up lunch for them and treat them to lunch. Is this like the case in the Zainoy Sevilla? Is this like feeding your pet or some member of your household? No. This is basically giving a gift. So the same way you can't buy something trade and give it to an outsider as a random guy as a gift, because that's called Tzchayra. So the fact that he happens to work for you, if you're treating them for lunch or to supper to make them feel good because to reward them for the good work, l'chayr, this is straight out that it's also. It's only when you hire them and because of where they are, you have part of the job is you have a responsibility to make sure they're fed. So then you can go ahead, you can be saimich on this, you can feed them with food that is not kosher. But if it's not your responsibility to feed them, you're just doing it as a reward, as a thank you, as a motivation, then it's the equivalent of a gift and there it certainly would be also. So the mashal, we had a case a while ago where someone had a factory in China. Now apparently, factories in China, the Chinese workers know how to put in a full day's work. And many of them don't even live in the city. They come in from the country, they migrate from the countryside, they'll come to the city specifically to work. So many of the factories have their own dormitory, where people can come in and they live there. And they provide meals as well. So in such a case, it's probably very difficult to get kosher food in the middle of China. But in a case like that, if you have macholos asuris, you want to feed them food that isn't kosher, that's perfectly okay. Because there it's mezoinos of alav, they come, you have to provide them with shelter, you have to provide them with food, that would be okay. However, if there's just you're making a party, you're just bringing them lunch as a reward, there it would be a problem and you would not be able to be samech on this etzer. So what is the etzer? You have your workers, the office, everyone's working hard. You want to bring them lunch, supper. For that matter, you want to make an office party. Is there a way to give to avoid having a kosher caterer? So over here, there's a discussion. Interestingly enough, it's not over here in Yerodeya. It's primarily in Arachayim, Hilchos, and Hilchos Pesach. It's also brought down a bit in Hilchos Yayin Nesach. And the halacha is there are a number of cases where it's mutter. Because what we're talking about over here is you're buying the food, and you're giving it to the guy as a gift. That would be awesome. On the other hand, what it would be if you tell the guy, you see the guy is working hard, you tell him, here's 10 bucks, go buy yourself lunch. The guy takes the money, he can go wherever he wants, he can go to Kosher Delight, but he probably will not. He will probably choose to go to his closest treifa restaurant. So in that case, if you give him the money, you tell him to go buy yourself lunch, and he goes ahead and he buys something which is not kosher, it's his money, you gave it to him, and therefore it's not considered you're doing business, that would be mutter. Now you have to be a bit careful, because if you say specifically, go buy cheeseburgers for it, and you give him a tzavo, then there seems to be a shlichos. There, at least by chametz, it would be aser. However, if you just give him the money and you say, go buy lunch, you don't give him instructions, the fact that it is fairly unlikely for him to buy something kosher, but if you didn't specifically tell him what to buy, that would be okay. Correct. You give it to him and you let him buy it. Right. Correct. Now there's what? Okay, credit card. Great question. It's like this. Now if we go to there's another case that's discussed where you tell him, go buy it on credit and I'll cover the bill. So there also, that case is okay because we look at you as an arev. He's buying it for himself. The storekeeper is selling it to him. You're an arev. You're an arev. You have arvus. But we look at it as he bought it for himself and you're going to pay the bill afterwards. The next case, which is even a bigger kiddush, and in Chametz Pesach, this is a machlokes, but in Yerodeya, it's mutter. And again, even Chametz Pesach, l'halacha were mekel. And that is, you can tell a storekeeper, my workers are going to come in, give them food, and I'll pay the bill afterwards. Because at the time the workers come in, we say the storekeeper is giving it to the worker. He knows the worker is eating it. He's not being mizakeh it to the owner. Ein shlichus la'akam, and they're not kabanas. He's giving it to the worker. And it's true. You're going to pay the bill afterwards, but at no point did it become yours that you bought it and sold it. It's not like it was your food and giving it to him. You're basically telling the guy, you buy it, I'm going to pay the bill afterwards. And in all of those cases, it's mutter. The exception is if you go with him and you give the storekeeper money right then and there. Here's money, give the tarifus to the worker. Then we look at it as a shlichus. We look at it, since you gave the money, you are the koina, so it's being handed to the worker and it would be usur. But that's only in the case where at the time of the transaction you actually paid. Now a credit card, technically speaking, you're not paying at the time of the transaction. Technically speaking, you're paying later. However, I think it's difficult to be samech on that lahakol because a credit card today, at least as a situmto, is probably a kinyan. Even if in halacha it's not, because it's mois, it's metatlin, you have all sorts of problems. But if today the situmto is that by swiping a credit card, that is the equivalent of paying kesef, and it's a kinyan, it's hard to be samech on that in that particular case. Right, I understand. You can argue that it's equivalent to telling the chenveni, give it to him, I'll pay you afterwards, which is clearly mutter. However, again, I would be reluctant to be samech on that because I think as situmta, it probably is a kinyan when you swipe the card. Now, let me just one more case, and then we'll open it to questions. But one thing that one eitzah that could be done is if you have an employee and you give him money and say, listen, you buy food for everyone, where he's buying it for everyone, he's not buying it for you. He's not acting as your shliach. And adrabba, the food doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the group. If there are any leftovers, it belongs to them. So that is giving them money in advance. Certainly if you're giving them cash and saying, here's cash, go buy for the office. So if he's buying for the office, he's not buying it for you. You're not zoich in it. Adrabba, when you give him the money, it's like you're mezake it to all the workers right then and there. The Kenyan and Hilchos, you know, there's no shlichus la'akam. But nevertheless, if you give a goy money, it's a halachim of reshes in Yerodeya. If you give a goy money and say, go buy the treif of food for the other goy, for guests or for other goyim, That's okay, because you have nothing to do with the transaction. You provided the money in the beginning, but now that he has the money, when he goes in and he buys it, he's buying it for the guests. So that would be mutter. So the very simple eitzah is if you're having an office party, instead of you ordering the catering directly, if you have an employee who's not Jewish, you say, listen, here's money, you buy food for everyone. And he's not buying it for you, the food doesn't belong to the company, it will belong to the people in the party. There, that would not be considered tzvaira, and this would be a simple eitzah to avoid the problem completely. Credit card, I'm not sure about. Because the credit card, I don't know how you were mizakia the money to him. So if you can give him cash, that's certainly easier. Best. Another option would be is if you tell him, pay it, and I'll reimburse you afterwards. Because, again, you're buying it for the olam, and you'll cover the expense afterwards. There you have the heter of arvus. If he's swiping your card at the time of the purchase, l'choira, that might be doima to you paying for it, in which case you don't have any of the heter. Again, Sarachin, I'm not saying that's halacha psuka, because a credit card, technically in halacha, it's problematic to make it into a kenyan, but when you're dealing with a goyin, there's a situmta, it's hard to be makel. Right. And he hands you the bill as he delivers it. Okay, if you are paying for it at the time of delivery, that's the most chomer case, because then you are buying it for them. It's much better if you give one of your employees money, here's money, go order food for everyone, leave me out of it. And that way, you either let him put it on his credit card and you'll reimburse him, and you'll end up never, you'll pay him back before he has to pay his credit card bill, but when you're paying for it at the time of delivery, that is the most chomer case in Yardaya. To briefly recap, to buy food for the office, you do, even though by a worker, we do most achrayim are meko, you could feed your worker. That's only when you have the achrayis to feed them regularly. On the other hand, when you're just buying them a gift, their kulayam will be aser. And the eitzah is to give money to a guy and just say, tell the guy, buy food for the office, which has nothing to do with you, it's just he's providing for the office, and that then it would not be your iser. Now, one other hasaf is the Chuvus on Haggis adds that even in a case where you're allowed to buy tray for food for your employees, in a case where you have a responsibility to feed them, that's part of the job, you have to feed them, provide them with food every day, is that still you cannot walk into a McDonald's to buy it because of Maariv Zayin. People will see a fellow walking in, buying something that's just not kosher, there's a Maariv Zayin, you can't go to even a butcher, so you'll have to do it, either send a guy in, or, order it online, do it some way where there's no Maariv Zayin of a Yid walking into a non-kosher establishment.